The following program is a presentation of CRN Digital Talk Radio and Les Kincaid. And now it's time for Wines du Jour with your host, Chef Les Kincaid.
Welcome to Wines du Jour. We're here at Set the Bello in the Village Square Shopping Center. That's on West Sahara and Fort Apache here in Las Vegas, Nevada. And we have as a special guest this evening, Adrian Graves, who is the general manager. Wines du Jour is America's number one syndicated food and wine radio program. And we bring you good information about great wines and good food each and every episode. I want to thank you for sending me your inquiring mails sent from your home country from literally all around the world. I've received them from the East Coast, from the Left Coast, Argentina, Baja California, France, just about everywhere. Welcome. Our weekly in-house special invited guest audience here are both hungry and thirsty. They're getting a little wine as we speak, and they can't wait for us to get started this evening. Tonight's special guest, as I mentioned earlier, is Adrian Graves, who is a general manager here at Set the Bello. Whether you've just started with wine or you're an industry worker, Wines du Jour can offer you information and to help you enjoy a glass or two of wine each and every day, because especially with your dinner meal, that's the way the medical profession likes to see you do it. Wine is made from grapes, but not typical table grapes that you find in the grocery store. They're wine grapes. These are called Vitis vinifera. They're small, they're sweet, they've got thick skins, and they contain seeds. You didn't know this probably, but there are over 1,300 wine grape varieties. Obviously, we do a few of them that are planted around the world, but and nothing anywhere is close to that. Yes, wine is a peculiar beverage because even the shape of the glass will change the way it tastes. We want to thank you for listening to Wines du Jour, and please stay tuned. You need to know that we do not allow snobbery or intimidation in the room during the program. Wines du Jour Food and Wine Radio broadcast is distributed in all 50 states, all around the world via radio on CRN Digital Talk Radio Network, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher Radio, Smart Radio, AHA Radio, Wonder Radio, Warp Radio, and also on several worldwide internet systems all around the globe. We are also available on podcast and free on iTunes. And remember, age gets better with wine. If you're listening to Wines du Jour, I'm your host, Les Kincaid, and wine is like a hug in a glass. That's the way we like to think of it. So don't touch that radio dial. We'll be back with fun, information, and great taste right here at Wines du Jour. And remember, a meal without wine is called breakfast. Aha. But first, I want to talk to you a little bit about Set the Bello Pizzeria, I guess is the way to call it. They have an oven here that I would give my left arm for. It probably costs, buying it from Italy and having it shipped over here, it probably costs about $12,000, maybe more. But I have to tell you, it makes pizza taste good. I know you think pizza is pizza, but that's not the way it is. There's a lot of pizza places here in Las Vegas and otherwhere around the country, but actually, good quality pizza doesn't exist in too many places. However, Set the Bello has two locations here in Las Vegas. One is in the Village Square Shopping Center, and the other one is in Green Valley in the District. So if you're listening to us over in the Green Valley area and you haven't been to Set the Bello for a taste of pizza, you need to definitely do that. They have a full bar. They've got other items on the menu, and it doesn't have to be just simply pizza. However, the combinations of pizza here are absolutely outstanding, and you'll find out what I mean this evening when we feature our three wines and we pair some food with those three wines. In fact, the first food that we pair with that is not a pizza at all. Well, I guess maybe you might call it that. They call it Emilia. And the wine, of course, is from Italy. We have Italian wine and we have French wine this evening, kind of unique. The first one being a 2015 Bolla, a Pinot Grigio from the Veneto in Italy. And for those of you that maybe not know, if you look at Italy and look in the northeast corner where Venice is, that's where we're talking about for Bolla and the Pinot Grigio. Got to go to a break, so when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about that. We'll be back right after this.
This is the Mungle on Movies. I'm Matt Mungle. May 26th is the time for the new Pirates of the Caribbean movie to set sail. This one is Dead Men Tell No Tales. Jeffrey Rush is back as Captain Barbossa and says there is more to the franchise than just bad teeth.
We're sort of acknowledging that there was this astonishing brotherhood where pirates who were criminals. There's no rule book to being a pirate. I think it's everyone's Jungian dream of complete freedom and bad teeth.
For reviews, interviews, and more, go to mungleshow.com or follow me on Twitter at the Mungle.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow.
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-309-2677. 800-309-2677. Call now. 800-309-2677. That's 800-309-2677.
Welcome back to Wines du Jour. We're having a good time here at Sette Bello. What a neat name. Has nothing to do with pizza. It's not even Italian, I don't think. Maybe it is. Might be a family name, but it has nothing to do with the people that own or operate Sette Bello chain. It's unbelievable, but it's the food here is excellent. And the pizza in particular. You know, there's several kinds of pizza, and I don't mean pepperoni and sausage. I mean there's several kinds. Whether you have deep dish pizza, like if you're from Chicago, you know that deep dish pizza is about the only thing you like, and I don't understand that. But that's okay. Whatever you like is a good thing. The rest of the pizza around the world, that if it's in really good shape, especially coming from the place where pizza is given credit for coming out, that's in Naples, Italy. The Napoletanos, they like thin crust pizza. That's what we would call it here. So that would be a good thing. All right. Thin crust pizza is something that they really do well with, and I mentioned the oven a little bit earlier. That oven just makes that pizza crisp up, and it's finished in about a minute and a half or 2 minutes. You know, most pizza ovens are around 800, 900 degrees. I think this one's over 1,000, and I'm not sure about that. I know it works extremely well, and it's, I hope, or I think, a combination of gas, natural gas, and wood. Why should I talk about that? I should ask the general manager that knows all about it. And he's promised me that if they ever close the restaurant, that if he doesn't take the oven home, he's going to let me have it. Is that true?
Sure.
Sounds good anyway, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about that oven. It's extremely unique as far as I'm concerned.
I mean, it's Stefano Ferraro. They've been making ovens for years, hundreds of years. The mortar that they use in the oven is actually ash and rock from Mount Vesuvius. Is it on? Okay. And it's assembled in Italy, you know, shipped over here. They get a big old crane, put it in there, and it's there to stay until you come and take it from us, apparently.
Yeah. So it's not going to be that easy to take when you do give it to me. Okay. I figured that was a catch somewhere. How many different pizzas do you have on your menu, and then how many people come in and ask for something that's not on the menu, and you make it anyway?
Over the years, we've had about 30 different pizzas on the menu. We keep about 12 to 15 on the menu. But I mean, if someone knows what they want and we have the ingredients, we'll make it for them. You don't have to stick to the menu too much.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's pizza places, and I know you realize that there are people that consider themselves competition to Sette Bello. I don't, but
yeah,
they do.
Some people, yeah.
their menu is very limited. And like I said earlier, it's either one of those deep dish, thick pie crust tasting pizzas or thin crust, you know, whatever you happen to like. And I'm telling you that the thin crust is, to me, a lot more tasty than anything else. It's not just the ingredient that's on top of the pizza. It's the actual pizza taste itself. Am I correct?
Exactly. Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about that. I don't want you to give us a recipe or anything.
It's a very simple thing. Obviously, a lot of the foods you eat, the more simple it is, the easier it is to enjoy the different flavors. I mean, you know, the cheese, it comes down to the cheese, the flour, the simplicity of the ingredients we use really lets you kind of taste each individual ingredient, other than, you know, these pies that you get that just pile stuff on, so you just get, you know, it kind of overwhelms your palate. Where if these pizzas that we use such small amounts of all of our ingredients, you really get the flavors and the authenticity that comes from the flour and the wood and
absolutely,
you know, all that.
And I mentioned thin pizza, but it's, you mentioned the first thing, the flour, and that's something we kind of skip over because everybody says, oh yeah, I know what the flour is. But you know, you go to the grocery store, and I mean anywhere in the country, not just here in Las Vegas, and you find a quote unquote all-purpose flour. All-purpose flour is great if you're making a pie or something like that. But if you're making pizza, it ain't no good. I mean, it's really not the type of flour that you want to use. So what do they do here? They import the flour from Italy because it makes a major difference. Could you explain a little bit about that?
The double zero Caputo flour is the key.
There you go.
You can't even start making our pizzas. You can get away with cheating on some of the other ingredients. We don't. But the flour is you need the double zero Caputo flour. It's,
absolutely.
It's
double zero flour is the size. I don't know.
The double zero is the grain size. So
yeah, the size of the grain, but it's so doggone small, it doesn't look like there is a size. You know, I mean, you could blow on it and it just kind of disappears. But boy, when you mix it with the ingredients that they use to make their dough, it turns out to be very, very tasty. And all of you sitting here this evening, you're going to be able to taste at least one, huh? One or two?
Oh, several. Yeah, several.
Okay. You're going to be able to taste it. You'll know what we're talking about when the time comes. Okay. Have you ever been out to your other store?
Oh, I used to work at that one for 5 years.
Did you?
Yeah. So the one over in Henderson, it's they do a good job over there as well.
Yeah, well, no, there's no doubt about that. How many other Settebellos are there around the
country?
We
have 8 locations total. We have 2 here in Southern Nevada, we have 2 in Utah, and we have 4 in Southern California.
Ah, okay. Well, I mentioned earlier also that we're doing 2 different wines from 2 different locations. One of the wines is the first one that we are tasting currently, and that is Bolo. Bolo coming from the Venice area of northern eastern Italy. And I'll talk to you a little bit about that. The other 2 wines are from France, actually, more specifically, from Bordeaux, France. Now, I know you've all heard the name Bordeaux, but you probably don't really understand too much about what Bordeaux is compared to other parts of France or how it affects wine. But actually, what happens is the weather condition, or what we like to refer to as the terroir in the wine business, is how much heat there is, how cold there is, how much wind there is, how much rain there is, all the things that would affect growing anything, including grapes, to make wine. And so in France, there's a river that runs through there, and there's the West Bank and there's the East Bank, and you've probably all heard that term before. There's also Bordeaux, and this is where the grapes that we're tasting this evening come from. But let me just mention a little bit about something that a lot of people aren't aware of, and that is this Bordeaux is not a Cabernet Sauvignon. It is not a Merlot. It is not a Cab Franc, but it is a combination. So Bordeaux wines typically will have about five different varieties. There is no recipe, so to speak. The Cabernet Sauvignon, Merlot, Petit Verdot, Cab Franc, Malbec, all of these are used in combination to create what they refer to by different wineries as the Bordeaux wine. That's the way that is. Boy, wait till you taste what we've got tonight. 2 different Bordeaux wines from the same winery, different blends. We'll talk about that when the time comes to discuss the wines and the food that the chef has paired with that. But this wine that we have right now, the Bolo Pinot Grigio, is a beautiful varietal. Pinot Grigio is the name of the grape. Everybody understands that, I hope. You know, like Chardonnay or Cabernet and so on. Pinot Grigio. Pinot Grigio grows in an area where there's not too much rain. There's certainly not too much heat. and the soil condition is very good, which happens to be the northeastern part of Italy around Venice, or the Veneto, we call it, or just outside the Veneto region is a place a little bit north of that called Friuli. And Friuli is one of my favorite places to grow Italian wines that taste so good when you make them into wine. I mean, the grapes, when you make them into wine. Very, very good. But Bolla, I should say, B-O-L-L-A, is the name of the winery. And you may have heard of the wine called Suave Bolla, or Bolla Suave. That is the original wine that this winery made before they planted the Pinot Grigio. In fact, Suave Bolla has been in effect since 1883. That's pretty incredible. So they're doing a pretty good job. They've got their wines literally distributed all around the world. We like it slightly chilled. Pinot Grigio is a very nice white grape. It has some really good taste. It's kind of a straw color. This particular Pinot Grigio is pretty well balanced. It's kind of crispy. I like the crispiness of it. That's very, very good. It has really good acidity. It's not overbearing, but you know that you've got something in your mouth other than water when you put this in there. It has a little bit of peach, a little bit of melon, a little bit of pear, but typically all those flavors together give you the Pinot Grigio thing. What kind of food, other than what we're doing tonight, to pair with this, is there? And let me tell you, I told you Amelia a little earlier. That's the name of the pizza that they have. And this has got prosciutto cotto. Cotto happens to be one of the nicer, let's call them meats, of the salomis, or salumi, if you'd like, that they have in Italy. And prosciutto, we've all heard that name. It's beautiful taste. And the prosciutto on here is good. Parmigiano is the name of the cheese. They have some fresh basil, a little bit of mozzarella, and a little bit of extra virgin olive oil. Now, I just want to tell you so that you know, the extra virgin olive oil that's on our pizzas tonight comes from Italy. Now, let me talk a little bit about Italy before we have to go to a break. When I say the olive oil comes from Italy, it's not really a misnomer, but it's kind of an exaggerated fact. And that is, this is now approved by the the demand for olive oil from Italy is so high, there is no possible way they can grow enough olives to comply with that. So they buy olive oil from other areas. However, Italian law says that if you put it in the bottle in Italy, it's Italian olive oil. How about that, folks? You know what I'm saying? But that's the way it is. So what you find is a different taste from different regions when it comes to olive oil. There are a number of different species of olive oil, over 300, I might add. However, the use of typical species is around 12 to 15 different varietals. And so some of them are blended together. Some of them are bottled individual. Some of them come from, again, another country like Spain, which incidentally makes outstanding, or grows outstanding olives to make olive oil. They really have it down good. And if I had to take a choice, frankly, from real Italian olive oil and real Spanish olive oil, I'd probably pick the Spanish olive oil over the Italian. Nothing against the Italians by any stretch of the imagination, but I like the terroir in Spain is a little bit more unique and helps that growth of the oil, or the grape of the olives, so that you can make the oil. Okay, so the next thing we need to talk about is what goes with Bolla, Pinot Grigio. And in addition to a pizza like we have here, what do you think of the pizza, incidentally? Isn't that good? Yeah, it really is good. What else pairs with this type of a wine? And one of them is chicken. almost any way, boiled, baked, fried, you know, just about any way you want to do it. Shellfish is very good. This goes so good with shrimp, as an example, lobster, as an example, other kinds of seafood. It goes well if you want to know what to pair with salad, which is one of the toughest things in the world to pair wine with, is salad. And you didn't know that maybe, but it's a fact. Pinot Grigio works pretty well with it. It also goes well with veal. It goes well with pasta. And generally speaking, because it's a white wine, we're talking about the lighter pastas. You know, that's what we're talking about. Soft cheese, salmon, all those sort of things go well with it. Got to go to a break. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about that, but we're going to go to wine number two, which is French. So don't go anywhere. We'll be back right after these messages.
Looking for some overdue rest and self-indulging relaxation? Do you love to discover new hidden travel destination gems and visit luxurious spas? Seek after new beauty products and all those don't miss specials? Then it's time to check in, relax, rejuvenate, and allow spa expectations guide you to the very best places the spa industry has to offer, all on one website. Simply visit the fabulous SpaExpectations.com website for everything spa and discover what you've been missing. That's SpaExpectations.com, enhancing your spa experience. And log on today to SpaExpectations.com now.
Credit cards are sure fun to use, perhaps a little addicting, and they kind of make you feel rich. Well, if you're like most Americans, you've got over 5 maxed out credit cards in your pocket right now, and you can barely make the minimum payments, right? I'd like to personally recommend a company called DebtHelper.com. DebtHelper.com is a licensed and insured nonprofit debt management agency. They can help cut your interest rates by as much as 50% and lower your monthly payments, saving you thousands of dollars in finance charges on your credit card bills. DebtHelper.com does not lend money. DebtHelper's program could have you paying off your credit card debt in full in a 3 to 5 year period. Call DebtHelper.com right now for your free confidential consultation today. 866-706-3328. 866-706-3328. 866-706-3328.
Credit card management services, Inc., DBA, DebtHelper.com. 1325 North Congress Avenue, number 201, West Palm Beach, Florida, 33401. Down payment of debt may be creditors to increase finance and other charges or undertake collection activity, including litigation.
You're experiencing pain, back pain, shoulder, elbow, or hand pain, pain from a sports injury. If so, schedule a visit with Dr. Michael Sheps, the leading expert in laser therapy for pain management. Call 310-873-4422 or go to drsheps.com. Experience Epic T, the breakthrough laser therapy system that Dr. Sheps developed to make you pain-free in less time. Laser therapy is a non-invasive, safe, and effective in-office procedure that penetrates deep into your skin without damaging the tissue. It perfectly targets areas of pain to promote fast, natural healing. Relax your muscles, ease muscle spasms, joint stiffness, and arthritis pain while increasing blood circulation. For over 25 years, Dr. Sheps has helped Olympic athletes and sports enthusiasts alike get back in the game. Schedule your visit with Dr. Sheps at his Brentwood office in California. Call 310-873-4422 or visit drsheps.com. That's drsheps.com, 310-873-4422.
Welcome back to Wines du Jour. The district flavors of the grapes from Bola, that would be in the Veneto area, as I mentioned earlier, in Italy. These grapes can be attributed to a unique climate in that particular area, the soil conditions, and the temperature of that particular region, you know, how hot, how cold, and so on. All of those together, we like to refer to it affectionately as terroir. That's just a word that we use, the French use, and we borrowed it, that tells you all of these sort of things all put into one, the terroir. And it's the terroir that you need to worry about if you're looking to plant a vineyard or to go into the wine industry or the wine business or growing the grapes to sell to wineries. You need to know that the terroir on the land that you're looking at is the most important thing. If it's not good, I don't care what grape you put in that vineyard, you're not going to get a good bottle of wine. That's just that simple, and it took many, many years for winemakers around the world to figure that out. But for the last 50 years or so, the terroir is the first thing they look at. So if they're looking to buy a new area to plant a vineyard, they know that they have to find out all the terroir information on that land before they buy it. And then it's going to determine what the varietal is going to be that they're going to plant. So what I'm saying is, in essence, is if the winemaker needs more Chardonnay, as an example, that soil may not be conducive to growing good Chardonnay. The terroir doesn't give them the information that they want. Consequently, they don't do it. So they have to find another piece of land to buy in order to plant their Chardonnay, and they may put Merlot or Pinot Noir or another varietal in the other terroir area that they were looking at. So it's really kind of simple, but it's very, very important, and it only works that way not once in a while, but 100% of the time. So the taste of Bola wine is pretty good. It's unique. It's been around, like I said earlier, since 1883. And I have to tell you, they do a pretty good job with the varietals that they do put in the bottle. One of them that they do, a red, that is also conducive to that northeast area of Italy, is called Valpolicella. You've probably heard that name. That's all one word, incidentally. That's the name of the grape. And let me tell you, Valpolicella is a very nice, food-friendly red wine. So you might want to check that out. You go to your local retail store and pick out, or ask if you have to. You can't find Bola. Ask them where the Bola wines are located, and they can point out in the store. If it turns out, for some reason, they don't have it, which is kind of a surprise if they don't, you can ask them to order it, and they'll be more than happy to do it, because a local distributor, wherever they are in America or even around the country, they have Bola available, and I recommend that you try it. Yes, to answer your question, when we went to a break, they said, okay, how much is this? Well, let me tell you two things. Number one, the percentage of alcohol is 12%. And the retail, thank you. And the retail price is, believe this or not, are you sitting down? Well, of course you are, $9 a bottle. So it's not going to break the bank. And like I mentioned, when you go to buy wine, please do yourself a favor. Don't buy one bottle of anything. Buy two or three, because inevitably you get home, you open that bottle, and the doorbell rings, or somebody knocks on it, or somebody walks in the back door, and then you're going to have to share. The next thing you know, you're out of wine. You haven't really tasted it yet. So at least, you know, do yourself a favor and buy two bottles at a time rather than one. It just makes sense. And if it turns out that the doorbell doesn't ring or no one comes over, hey, you've got some for tomorrow if you need to. You know, it's not a problem. Speaking of that, how do you store wine? I want to mention this before we go to our next break. And that is, I think, is something that's very important to know. And that is, you don't have to store wine in a wine cellar if you can't afford it or don't have the room to put one in. You can put wines in your refrigerator, but listen to what I'm about to say. If it goes in the refrigerator, it shouldn't stay there more than 3 or 4 days. If it stays there longer than that, I have to tell you, this is not my idea, this is a medical fact, it starts picking up flavors from things that are in your refrigerator and ruins the taste of the wine. So don't do that. To get it chilled and so on, a couple hours is plenty. But if you bought four bottles and you're going to use two and you got two left over, you can either let them sit aside or put them in the refrigerator. But what you never, ever, ever do is put them on top of your refrigerator. You know, people buy those little 4 and 6 bottle cross units that sit up on top of the refrigerator. That's the worst place in your entire house that you can put a bottle of wine. You think, wait a minute. How is that possible? Well, the answer is the heat from your refrigerator motor goes up the back and comes right out over the top and heats up the wine and ruins it. Don't do that. And don't sit it out to work. It's in the sun either. or a hot wall. We'll talk about hot walls when we come back, because I think that's important too. So don't go anywhere. We'll be back coast to coast and around the world on the internet right here on Wines du Jour at Set the Bello in Las Vegas.
Las Vegas. No doubt, a city you've lived in, visited, or have read about. But is there life in Vegas beyond the glamour and glitter of the Strip? Experience life in Vegas. A rich, multicultural, visitor-friendly, 24/7 community. Vegas Life TV. The only network that carries 100% Vegas-produced TV programs. Vegas Live TV. Made in Vegas, for all of Vegas. Vegas Live TV. Now available only on your iPad, Droid, Smart TV, and laptop. Vegas Live TV. Check out VegasLiveTV.us now.
Hey, Fred Dreyer and I are really enjoying Blue Apron. Blue Apron, the number one fresh ingredient and recipe delivery service in the country. They deliver the food. They give you the recipes. Everything is fresh. It's sourced fresh. It's all great, wonderful cooking. You go out and spend $30 or more going to dinner, $10 a person, and you dine with your family. Go and make the meals together. It's affordable, as I said, about $10 a person per meal. It's got variety. You can customize recipe. It's easy. It's guaranteed. And here's the special deal. You can get your first three meals free with free shipping if you go to their website. That's blueapron.com/dryer, D-R-Y-E-R. Again, your first three meals free. You get free shipping. Just go to blueapron.com/dryer, D-R-Y-E-R. You'll love the way it's how good it is. It feels good. It tastes good. It's blueapron.com/dryer, D-R-Y-E-R. blueapron.com/dryer. Check it out today.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. With a call to National Tax Helpline, you can stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more, call now for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Tax Helpline. 800-565-7933. That's 800-565-7933 for free information. 800-565-7933. That's 800-565-7933.
CRN listeners, when you come to Southern California, stop by a great restaurant, the Dresden Restaurant at 1760 North Vermont Avenue in Hollywood. Enjoy great entertainment, like the music of the legendary Marty and Elaine at the world-famous Dresden Restaurant. The Dresden was a location for the making of the movie Swingers. Now you can swing with stars Marty and Elaine. Plus, enjoy great food, too, like French onion soup, artichoke hearts, and many other great appetizers. Seafood? There's salmon, shrimp scampi, New Zealand orange roughy, halibut, Lake Superior whitefish, and specialties like veal marsala, piccata, and parmigiana. Plus, we've got a great roast rack of lamb, chicken piccata, and cordon bleu, and pasta dishes, too. Steaks? Filet, New York, Chateaubriand for two. Much more, too, including pork chops, prime rib of beef, and an incredibly extra large cut of prime rib. It's the Dresden Restaurant, open for lunch Monday through Saturday and dinner Monday through Sunday. Check us out at 1760 North Vermont Avenue or call 323-665-4294.
Welcome back to Wines du Jour. We're having a good time here. Boy, I have to tell you, this rosé is delicioso. I know that's not French, but it's very, very tasty. What kind of French wine is it? Well, it's a 2016 Le Haut de la Garde Bordeaux wine, and it's a blend of different grapes, like I mentioned earlier. Let me tell you what the percentage is here so that you know. 50% is Merlot, 40% is Cabernet Sauvignon, 8% is Cabernet Franc, and the remaining 2% is Malbec. This gives you, I think, a full taste of what Bordeaux wines would all about. It's bright, it's fruity, it has that strawberry taste to it. You notice that? A little strawberry, cherry. It has a little medium fruit amount to it. It's medium bodied, it's not too overpowering, and it goes really well with this pizza. Now, let me tell you a little bit about the pizza, because this is, you know, the two together just go together perfectly. This is called pizza pistachio picante. Pistachio's got to tell you, there's nuts in here somewhere, but you know what? It's not crunchy, and it tastes pretty doggone good. It has, pistachio cream, not pistachio nuts. So, same thing, only a little more liquidy, if you will. It has smoked mozzarella, which I think is one of the best cheeses you can possibly put on a pizza. It also has spicy salumi, or salami, if you will, and a little bit of fresh basil and some extra virgin olive oil. Unbelievably tasty. Very, very easy to eat and goes really, really well with this Le Hot de la Garde 2016 Bordeaux Rosé. That, incidentally, retails for about $15 in the store, just about anywhere across the country. I also told you earlier about the Bolo is $9 a bottle, which is like giveaway. This is the 2016 Le Hot de la Garde, this Bordeaux blend. I think is very tasty as a rosé. Rosé meaning not quite red and not quite white, kind of in between. If you're familiar with the wine that everybody kind of chuckles at called White Zinfandel, it looks quite a bit like that in color. Doesn't taste anything like it, thank goodness, but it does have the same kind of hues or color, if you will. What does this go with, this rosé, in addition to this beautiful pizza? Well, I have to tell you, this will probably surprise some of you, barbecue. This goes really well with barbecue. It's not too heavy, it's not too light. So if you're barbecuing pork, or if you're barbecuing fish, you know, and you can barbecue fish, it's not just all grilled, incidentally. And it goes well with all kinds of different types of appetizers, whether you simply take some Italian bread and put some things on the top of it, like salsa, and make that your crostini. This will go really well with that. It also goes well because of the uniqueness of the different blends of red grapes. It goes well with spicy food. So if you've got something that's fairly spicy, this is a good one. And it also goes with fish, and it goes well with poultry. So I think it's a pretty tasty choice. Oh, and one more that I like this with is, I'll tell you, I don't know if you do this or not, but if you could buy portobello mushrooms, take the stem off, get the little scales on the inside, peel those out of there, put a little extra virgin olive oil, salt, and pepper on it, and put it right on your grill. Grill it on both sides, take it off, pour a glass of this, and you've got something that goes really well together, whether it's with lunch or for lunch, depending on how big a lunch you're looking to have. So I think portobello mushroom in particular, it'll also go well with Italian mushrooms. You know, there's also white mushrooms, and my story is they shouldn't even allow people to grow white mushrooms. They suck. There's no flavor. There's no nutrition. There's no reason to have white mushrooms. I grew up eating them because my mother was not a very good cook, and she didn't know the difference. But I do, and I don't, if that means anything to you. Okay, enough of that. So, this is also, incidentally, 13% alcohol, which is perfect. You know, the reason that we talk about the alcohol percentage in wine is not because we're worried about getting dizzy or weird in any way, shape, or form. That's not what wine is all about. But if wine is above 14.5% to 15% in alcohol, it goes very, very difficult with food. It doesn't pair well when it's high alcohol. So we like to know that it's lower than that. And the 13%, frankly, is the percentage that it used to be in yesteryear with typical wines. So this is still the same. They're making it the same way in France as they have been for a number of years. So 13% is very good. How does the alcohol change? They don't pour alcohol into the juice. That's not the way alcohol works. We know that alcohol ends up becoming alcohol when we do what? Fermented. Okay, that'll work. We can do that. We can talk about that. That's one answer. and that's actually very true. But the idea is, if the grapes are sweeter coming off the vine, which generally means they've been on the vine longer than normal. By normal, we mean when the bricks, we call that bricks, but it's really the word for sugar. When the bricks gets above 30, 32%, that's when we have to take them off. I'll tell you a little bit more about that when we come back. We've got to go to a break. So don't go anywhere. We'll be back coast to coast and around the world on the internet right here on Wines du Jour.
Las Vegas, no doubt a city you've lived in, visited, or have read about. But is there life in Vegas beyond the glamour and glitter of the Strip? Experience life in Vegas, a rich, multicultural, visitor-friendly, 24/7 community. Vegas Life TV. The only network that carries 100% Vegas-produced TV programs. Vegas Live TV. Made in Vegas, for all of Vegas. Vegas Live TV. Now available globally on your iPad, Droid, Smart TV, and laptop. Vegas Live TV. Check out VegasLiveTV.us now.
I'm Richard A. Nixon, author of America and Illusion of Freedom. When Congress in 1868 passed the 14th Amendment granting citizenship to children born in this country, it was intended to exclude children of foreigners and aliens, among others. It was never intended to include children of illegal aliens, as is now being misapplied. We can change that without a constitutional amendment by having the President alone or with Congress grant citizenship based on birth only to those whose parents are citizens. This would solve the current anchor baby problem. Your eyes would be opened as to how much freedom intended by the Founding Fathers has been lost to Congress and the Supreme Court, and how this can be reclaimed without a constitutional amendment. For more information or to order my book, America and Illusion of Freedom, go to crntalk.com/Nixon. That's crntalk.com/Nixon. That's crntalk.com/Nixon.
If you're eligible for Medicare, you need to know there is money available to you that can lower your Medicare prescription costs. How much can you save? Find out now by making a free call to Health Markets. They'll search from a variety of nationally recognized plans to find you the right coverage at a price that fits your budget. And they'll do all this valuable research for you at no charge to you. And remember, you may be able to save money on your prescriptions. We'll tell you if you qualify. Why pay a penny more than you have to for an insurance policy? Let us find you the right plan at the right price and see if you qualify to lower your prescription costs. Put our free service to work for you at no charge. Call Health Markets right now.
800-990-0351. 800-990-0351. 800-990-0351. That's 800-990-0351.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is the DBA of InSphere Insurance Solutions, Inc. Licensed in all 50 states and D.C. Service and product availability varies by state. Agents may be compensated based on your enrollment.
Welcome back to Wines du Jour. We're having a great time here at Settebello. Settebello actually is in the Village Square Shopping Center, which is on West Sahara and Fort Apache on that corner. And it is a place that if you haven't been there, you need to do it. They also have one in Green Valley or in Henderson, but the one we're talking about and where we are this evening is the one in the Village Square Shopping Center. I told you earlier that the Bola Pinot Grigio was 12%, $9 a bottle. I also told you that the Hot de la Garde, the Bordeaux blend that I'm going to tell you the specifics about here, the rosé that we're tasting right now, or we finished tasting, I guess, it's pretty close, is 13% alcohol with a retail price of about $15. And it's a 2016. That's the current release. Now, let's move on to wine number three. Wine number three is 2015. It's also the Le Hot de la Garde, the Bordeaux, France, but it has a unique difference between which grapes it are. Remember earlier I told you that there are about five different kinds of varietals that they blend together to make what is known as Bordeaux. And that would be Merlot, Petit Verdot, Cabernet Franc, Malbec, Cabernet Sauvignon. Those are the five. They don't have to use all five, and they don't have the same formula. As an example, the one that we're about to taste now is 65% Merlot, 2% Cabernet Sauvignon, and 10% Cabernet Franc. No Malbec, as an example. But the taste here is much different than the one that we just finished. It's not only red as opposed to rosé, which means it's going to have a more full-bodied taste to it, but it also goes well with a lot of different things. And one of the things that I like with this particular French Bordeaux is ahi tuna. Boy, I'll tell you, if you have a grill at home and you've got a little extra virgin olive oil, salt, and pepper, that's all you need. Go buy some ahi tuna, put a little olive oil, salt, and pepper on it, put it on the grill. Grill it until it's about medium at the most cooked. You don't ever cook it all the way through. Try to buy it fairly thick, like maybe 1 inch in thickness. But it also, this wine goes really well with all kinds of red meat. That could be beef, that could be pork, any kind of red meat. It goes well with poultry. It goes well with pasta, especially red sauce type pastas, a kind of a more bold taste. This would be great with spaghetti and meatballs, as an example. It also goes well with cheeses. And we're talking about medium to hard cheeses. The soft cheeses, I'd go back and put it with the Bola Pinot Grigio. Soft cheese goes better with a little bit of light white wine than medium and hard cheeses. I have to tell you, if you're not having cheese along with your wine from time to time, you're making a mistake because it's actually very, very, very good. Now, here's a couple other things that I suggest you try with this particular red wine, and that is nuts. How many people buy nuts? Not too many. You know, they might buy a candy bar that has nuts. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about fresh nuts. Or if you're making a sauce that's really rich, it's got a lot of cheese or butter or whatever with it, this is a perfect wine to serve along with that. One of the pasta dishes that I like this with specifically is lasagna. Now, lasagna comes with one or two different sauces, a white sauce and a red sauce, or typically with a red sauce only. If you make your own lasagna, please check out a recipe that has a white and a red sauce in it and use both of those in your lasagna, and you'll never go back to what you've been doing for 20 years. The sauce is simple, it's easy, but it just changes the taste of the flavor of lasagna. And try to use a good quality meat if you're going to make lasagna. I like good Italian sausage. If you have the best in the area, make sure you use that to make your lasagna with, because it does taste a lot different. As well as the red part, if you want to call it the red part, which I just did. Thank you. Red sauce, or any type of red sauce with Italian flavor cuisine, should have San Marzano tomatoes. Now, San Marzano, M-A-R-Z-A-N-O, San Marzano comes from the southern part of Italy. It's the only place in the world that they can grow the tomatoes, and it has absolutely the best tasting tomato that you can possibly find. So if you're used to making a spaghetti sauce and you're using something out of a can coming from Heinz or one of those, forget that. Go get yourself some San Marzano. They have it in your grocery store. It's in a can also. Use that tomato. It will make a world of difference to your sauce. I mean, a world of difference. And you don't have to do anything different. Just simply buy a different tomato base. That's what it's all about. So with the Le Hot de la Garde Bordeaux, France organic 2015 wine, I have to tell you, $15 is what we're talking about. So both of the red wines from France, Bordeaux area, are $15. That's very, very reasonable. And like I mentioned, I would suggest if you can, buy two. Got to go to a break. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about this beautiful, the Le Hot de Garde from Bordeaux, and about the food that went with it. So we'll be back coast to coast and around the world on the internet right here on Wines du Jour at Set the Bello in Las Vegas.
Looking for some overdue rest and self-indulging relaxation? Do you love to discover new hidden travel destination gems and visit luxurious spas? Seek after new beauty products and all those don't miss specials? Then it's time to check in, relax, rejuvenate, and allow spa expectations guide you to the very best places the spa industry has to offer, all on one website. Simply visit the fabulous spaexpectations.com website for everything spa and discover what you've been missing. That's spaexpectations.com, enhancing your spa experience. And log on today to spaexpectations.com now.
Mortgage rates are at all-time lows. If you have not refinanced your current mortgage in the last few years, you could be losing thousands of dollars a year by paying too high of an APR. And the place to call is LendingTree to find out how low you can go. We can match you with lenders offering some of the lowest rates APRs available. Some APRs are lower than 3%. Imagine how much money you can save every month if your current mortgage is at 6% or higher. And all it takes is one free call to LendingTree to match you with a lender who may be able to lower your current home mortgage rate. Learn how to potentially save thousands by refinancing your current mortgage. Call LendingTree right now. NMLS 1136.
800-628-5067, 800-628-5067, 800-628-5067. That's 800-628-5067.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Welcome back to Wines du Jour. Now, I have to tell you, we're having a good time here this evening. We got a lot of people, we got good wines, we got great food to go along with it. This pizza is about as perfect pairing with this wine as we've ever had, I think. Don't you think? That's very, very good. Now, wall's all about. And if you have one at home, change it tomorrow. What is that? Well, in almost everyone's kitchen, there's cupboards on usually both sides of the kitchen. If one side of the kitchen that has cupboards is on a wall that gets the sunshine from the outside. That's called a hot wall. If you have, and I'm sure you don't, but if you have something like spices and herbs and olive oil and all that sort of thing in a cupboard that is on a hot wall, you're cooking it, folks. Don't do that anymore. Move it. That hot wall with all those cupboards is where you put your dishes, your glasses, things of that nature that don't make any difference if it gets hot or not. Because that wall, it does get hot. Here in Las Vegas, you know, it gets as hot as 112, 115 degrees. And let me just tell you, that cupboard is pretty warm. And if you've got your basil and you've got your pepper and you've got some other condiments in there, you're just cooking them. And it's just not smart, because now your food's not going to taste as good, even though you're doing it exactly the same way as you've been doing it all these years. Okay? So move it. Use that wall for dishes and glasses and that sort of, pots and pans if you have to. I don't know, you know, what you, how your kitchen is set up. But if you have a pantry and the pantry is on the hot wall, you call your contractor and chew his butt out for being stupid. Nobody that's in the construction business, and I was in it for a number of years, would ever put a pantry on a hot wall. However, there are a lot of them. So if you're one of those, move that pantry to another side. That's all there is to it. Enough of that. Okay, we've had a great time this evening tasting all these beautiful wines that come from not only Italy, but also from France, and the beautiful food here at Settebello. Don't you think Settebello knows how to make a pizza? Huh? This is not at all the stuff that you would call up and have delivered to your home. That's not what we're talking about when we say pizza. Please understand that. We're also talking about something that's pretty good, or at least I think it is, and that is our show. Our show is pretty doggone good. We've been doing it for over 15 and a half years every Thursday, and there's a lot of people here that have been coming to us for 10, 12, 15 years. No doubt about it, because they like what we do. What do? We feature a winery. Normally it's one winery. Tonight it happens to be two, one from Italy and two from France. And then we pair whatever upscale restaurant we do the show from that particular week, and we move each week. We pair some food from the kitchen at that restaurant with the three wines that we are featuring in the evening. And everybody has a really good time. And I have to tell you, there's a lot of people that have been coming here for quite a while turn out to be pretty knowledgeable about wines. They've listened to what we have to do and what we have to say and all that sort of thing, and it's worked out really good. I want to thank you very much for listening to Wines du Jour, Food and Wine Show at Settebello this evening. Great food, great wines, and selections as well. Wines du Jour is America's number one syndicated food and wine radio show. You can listen to us each week at this very same station that you're listening to us now, or you can go to leskincaid.com and choose any of the listed shows for 24/7. If you've enjoyed this program, be sure to tell everybody you know about it this week. If you want to join us next week, I hope you do. Our favorite subjects we do each and every week are personal. If you want to see my website, go to leskincaid.com for my current update and listen to any of our previous broadcasts on Facebook or on Twitter. I want to thank you for my radio broadcast engineer. He's not feeling too well tonight. He's going to be glad that the show's over. Jeremy Knight, thank you very much for being here. Remember, wine improves with age. The older I get, the better I like it. If you're choosing to listen to Wines du Jour, please drink responsibly and use coasters. That's what I say. From the left coast, from the east coast, and from all around the world, from Las Vegas, Nevada, I'm Les Kincaid. Good night, everybody.